So Montclair has 13 churches, 38,000 residents, unhappily 22% drug crime rate, which is very high. It's bordered by Upland to the north, Ontario to the east, and Chino to the south. It's also home to the Montclair Plaza, which produces 20% of their tax revenue and is one of the most successful shopping centers in Southern California due to its close proximity to three counties. Yucaipa, with 55,000 people and 16 churches, known for being the former longtime home of a large population of Serrano Indians and the home base of what is now Stater Brothers Markets. Neighboring cities are Mentone and Redlands to the west, Angeles Oaks and Forest Falls to the north, and Oakland to the east. Couples ministry leaders have a unique goal to keep what God has joined together and let no man separate. They seek to find tools and a variety of them that help for mentoring, counseling, seminars, and resources to fix, maintain, or bring back life to this sacred relationship. Will you stop and pray with us for a few minutes? We thank you, Lord, for your word that says, what God has joined together, let no man separate. And we thank you, Father, that you are a God of unity. You prayed that as you and when you were here, that as you and the Father are one, so that you wanted us to be one as you. Unity is important to you. Marriage is important to you. So we lift up couples ministry leaders and we pray, God, you would anoint them to help them to find things to help bring unity in marriage, intimacy, honesty, forgiveness, health to both spouses, restoration when troubled marriages, a Christ-centered marriage that they'd be able to teach on that, to better communicate, to help them to restore a sense of connection, to enjoy God's strength, peace, and unity in their relationship, for protection in their marriage, for Jesus to be the center of it, and glory to God, for peace, even when there are storms. That they would have love that would reflect Christ and love and joy in the marriage that would spill over. And we lift up Yucaipa and Montclair. We ask for intercessors to rise up in both places to take these cities and pray until they see revival happen. We speak Jesus is Lord of Montclair. Jesus is Lord of Yucaipa. We ask for recovery groups in both of them, especially for Montclair. For drug addictions, to help people to be set free and stay free from them, for ways to reach them outside the church walls, especially the crime groups. We ask God that you would lift up and create church prayer ministries and prayer groups that would increase in numbers. And as a result, they would see many salvations and people change and bring reformation to their cities. We pray, God, that believers would not get caught up in the cares of this life or be too busy due to their location and prevalent shopping center, that they would have more boldness in sharing their faith. Testimonies would be shared, an awakening in the older believers, passion renewed, and a return to first love, that pastors would be encouraged and preach the gospel with authority. We thank you, Father, that in Yucaipa, they build upon the foundation that they honor in God We Trust in the city council. We pray you bless that city council and continue to allow them to say that. We pray that crime would decrease there, more prayer groups would rise, faithful attenders would contend for the change of people. We ask for laborers for the harvest, and the schools would experience a move of God, including the college, that churches would unite in an event that would bring revival, awakening, reformation. Those that are lukewarm would return to their first love. Powerful messages from the pastors, renewed vision, and encouragement to not give up and press on in Jesus' name.